Lollapalooza 2018 wraps up after another four-day massive takeover of Chicago's Grant Park, with over 180 bands performing on eight different stages. The weather held out for the more than 400,000 attendees and workers over those 4 days. The heaviest traffic, though, was on Friday, hitting over 110,000 patrons, and surprisingly, no arrests. Yes, Lolla is a festival of music, but really, it is much more than that. A mecca of sustainability, education, and charitable causes, Lollapalooza sets the bar higher and higher for itself year after year. In 2017, Lollapalooza earned the Illinois Sustainability Award for its conscious, environmentally friendly efforts. Programs include Rock and Recycle, an initiative where concertgoers receive a large garbage bag to fill with recyclable materials they find lying around the fest. When that bag is filled, they return it to the Rock and Recycle booth to collect a specially designed exclusive Lollapalooza t-shirt. Fareed Mosier, Senior Guest Services Manager of C3.
In 2016, we had about 1,100 participants in the program, and in 2017 we jumped that number to 1750-ish.
In addition, event production company C3 works with organizations that prevent taking up space in landfills and instead compost.
We work with a partner from Loyola University and their Institute of Environmental Sustainability.
That program mentioned by Mosier has been a part of an immense increase in environmental waste disposal.
Last year, we diverted 15 tons of compost, and in 2016, we were at 5 tons.
The company also offsets their carbon emissions, a process that, according to carbonfootprint.com, is used to compensate for emissions used by funding an equivalent carbon dioxide saving elsewhere. Even the food vendors adhere to specific sustainability recommendations for the festival.
We put certain bans in place on harmful products like styrofoam and plastic bags.
Mosher also explained the organization's efforts to make the festival comfortable and accessible to people with special needs. Nearly 500 persons with disabilities visit the Lollapalooza Accessibility Center during the four-day event.
At the Accessibility Center, they can receive one of two specialized wristbands that grant them access to our either deaf or hard of hearing areas or accessible viewing platforms.
The center features programming information with large print, charging outlets for power wheelchairs, and sensory assistance like headphones for guests with autism or Down syndrome. Even some of the larger named acts will have ASL interpretation for the hearing impaired. Mosher says that this does not encompass everyone with these needs, but it is the amount of people that visit their center during the event. Mosher's company is also responsible for bringing a nonprofit presence to the festival.
This year we went from 10 CARES organizations to 20 CARES organizations, so we doubled our nonprofit involvement.
One of this year's charity partners is Bunker Labs, a Chicago-based organization helping military veterans.
Bunker Labs helps military veterans and their family members start and grow small businesses.
That's Becca Keaty, Chief Development Officer for Bunker Labs, explaining the mission to WGN Radio.
About 250,000 active duty service members will transition out of the military this year and for the next 5 years. And 25% of them would be interested in starting a business, but only 4% of them will.
Bunker Labs has expanded into 22 cities since its creation in 2014.
We have free resources. We do events, monthly events in all 22 cities, just to surround the entrepreneur with success, building the ecosystem around them so they can be successful and not feel alone and have the right skills to explore starting a business.
The organization partnered with Tito's Handmade Vodka, a beverage sponsor of Lollapalooza 2018. Zach Flores, Director of Philanthropic Programming with Tito's Handmade Vodka, explains the company's ideals.
I love Tito's platform, which is the philanthropic arm of Tito's Handmade Vodka. And what we do is we really focus on turning spirits into love and goodness.
The company partners with a variety of nonprofits across the country at various music festivals, but at Lollapalooza, they executed a new interactive experience.
One of our biggest features is to do a digital time capsule. We're asking festival goers to make a pledge to do some sort of change in their lives over the course of the year, and we email them a year from today to see if they followed up on their pledge.
Funds from Tito's beverage sales at the festival will go directly to Bunker Labs. An educational theme also playing a role at Lollapalooza. Not all performers at Lollapalooza are renowned rock stars. Many of the festival features artists who haven't hit the mainstream airwaves or even received millions of digital downloads. There's even students performing for the first time on a large stage thanks to a scholarship program. Jeff Dornfeld, professor at the Berklee College of Music in Boston and creator of Berklee's Popular Music Institute, sat in a New York City conference almost a decade ago. Here he listened to Charlie Jones, one of the three C's and a founder of C3 Presents, talk about the festival going into its 20th anniversary and wanting to expand the festival's place for kids.
So after I went up to him and said, I'm from Berklee, and I think I can add an academic component to Kidzapalooza.
The attraction of Kidzapalooza, sponsored by Lifeway, is an area in Lollapalooza where parents who attended the festival in their younger days can now bring their own children to share the experience. Matthew McNutt and Joe Ackerman of Lifeway talk about the various activities for kids to participate in.
They have Doma Dance, where you can come and show your dance moves, Q Brothers Freestyle Workshop, where kids can make their own rap.
They have a drum circle,
yep,
where you can go over and play on some bongos. There's a theater where you can go inside. I think it's cool.
Rock style hairdos for all the kids.
And finally, the Berklee College of Music students hosted a music video interactive booth allowing kids at Kidzapalooza to star in their own videos using electronic instruments and a synchronized light show. This is all part of a scholarship program.
Initially, we launched it at about $550,000. That's how much we raised right away.
Over 100 applicants apply annually to the scholarship program. This year, 18 students being chosen, six of them ending up on stage at Lollapalooza, including pop vocalist Amelia Ali.
I have students who are working at all the agencies, all the major agencies. I have students who are working at Live Nation at senior levels.
Just who exactly might one of these six performers become?
So probably the biggest artist we've had on our label, who was on our first record, is Andy Clark, who is obviously St. Vincent. Passion Pit, Esperanza Spalding, who got an honorary doctorate out of Berklee. She's another Berklee grad. Did I mention John Mayer?
While some worked with child attendees, six students from Berklee got their chance to perform on the big stage at Lollapalooza 2018. The gig comes through Berklee's Popular Music Institute, which provides students performance experience and prepares them for the industry. Sustainability, education, and family values aren't the only positive attributes of the music festival. Chicago area restaurants see financial advantages to having a presence at Lollapalooza. Aaron Waldron, area director for WowBow, tells WGN News about the benefits.
It's a lot of fun. The staff really enjoys it. They have a great time. They get to see some bands. They get to sort of work in an unusual environment that's a lot more just festive and upbeat. Everyone's always so happy, in such good mood. And it's great business, too. We do a tremendous volume over the 4 days here.
In true Love Thy Neighbor fashion, WowBow provides breakfast to their fellow patrons.
We're very neighborly, so we feed breakfast to all the other vendors every day. It's a long day. It's hard work. It's hot out here. People need to fuel up, and oftentimes they don't think about that. So we bring breakfast bow every day. We cook breakfast bow for the other vendors. Feed the park.
Chicago-based WowBow has six locations in the city. It's no doubt that the festival has a large effect on tourism profits for the city. In 2017, Lollapalooza was responsible for injecting $245 million into the local economy, according to Brittany Pierce of Fresh and Clean Media. The festival has a partnership with the city of Chicago through 2021, and with an annual increase in security, nonprofit presence, and services, it is certain that Lollapalooza can only grow more prominent than it already has. At Lollapalooza 2018, I'm Jen DeSalvo, WGN News.